Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, November 7th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Wow, check out the stock market. The 9-day slide in the stock market is over, at least with a little bit to go before the trading day ends. The future soared yesterday, Sunday, and the market just basically surged at the open today and held open it all day long, or held onto the gains all day long. And guess what? The Dow is now above the 50-day moving average, or at least I think it is. So a lot of folks use the 50-day moving average as a bull or bear signal. Above it is bullish, below it is bearish, and make your trades accordingly, right? What's the reason du jour? Well, it's the election, right? Is it the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail? Financial TV. So this is because of the FBI, their release yesterday that said, hey, they reviewed all 650,000 emails, word by word, letter by letter, at about a rate of less than a second per email over the past week. And they're not changing their recommendation from June. So yeah, Hillary did something wrong, but we're not going to pursue it and let the voters decide. Of course, there's still other FBI investigations going on Hillary, you know, the charitable foundation, other things. And there probably will be FBI investigations and hearings and scandals going on forever because, well, it is Hillary. That's just who she is. Can't help herself, right? But today the market is surging, so are investors relieved at the FBI news and that this means that Hillary is going to win? Hillary represents the status quo, another 4 years of Barack Obama, right? And so we know what we're going to get, right? We're going to get a lot of gridlock because it's assumed the Republicans would hold on to the House and or Senate. Definitely the House. The Senate may be in play. But anyway, so a lot of gridlock and not much happening other than the investigations I mentioned before. So Trump is viewed as more of a wild card and a chance to change the system, right? Because we don't really know what he stands for that much. He's had some more liberal views in the past. His platform seems to be more conservative, but for the most part, there's some uncertainty and unknowns about the Donald, about what he would bring, or whether he would be able to do anything that he talks about anyways. So the other reason for the market surge is, hey, maybe there's enough big money in the stock market to push the market anyway the big boys, the big Wall Street boys want it to go in order to influence the vote, right? So maybe they want to perceive the good news for Hillary that the FBI, you know, the status quo on the investigation right now, anyways, for Hillary is that, the market's rallying. That's good news. And if undecided folks see the market rallying and they see that as a pro-Hillary move, will they vote for Hillary? Well, today, Hillary and Trump are crisscrossing the battleground states, right? You turn on your TV in North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, back and forth, Nevada, Colorado, here and there. And it's kind of curious that the Donald is traveling in some of the states that many consider safe blue states, right? Why is he doing that? I don't know. But notice on Hillary's side, there's rock stars and pop stars and, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. The whole gang is out chatting up the battleground states. Meanwhile, on the other side, isn't it just Trump and Pence? There's nobody else, right? Where are the celebrities? Probably any Republican celebrity or rock star is afraid to get branded as a Republican, right? There's kind of some career implications on getting selected for TV shows and movie roles, right? And that can affect their income-generating ability in liberal Hollywood in California, right? Although a lot of those jobs, aren't they going to Vancouver? Anyways, so we got one more day, right? And tomorrow, Tuesday, will be a long day. Kind of a long day of nothing in the morning and the day because there's so much going on, but there's not really a lot of news out until after the polls close. Sure, there's going to be exit polling. And hey, remember in 2004, John Kerry won the exit polls, right? Just saying. So how late is it going to go on Tuesday night? Is it going to go into Wednesday? I get the feeling that the election isn't really as close as the media makes it out to be. Sure, the polls have tightened, or at least they seemingly have tightened, but doesn't it make sense for the polls to be within the statistical margin of error? just so that no matter what happens, they can say, well, they save face, right? I still think Hillary's going to win. I think the status quo wins, and we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think it's the end of the world if she wins. The Supreme Court really is probably the major thing. But if she does win, she does face gridlock. And, you know, if Paul Ryan's still in charge of the House, if the Republicans still have the Senate, it's going to be slow going for her to do any kind of the stuff she wants to do. I mean, the only way she would be able to get stuff done is executive order, and anything that gets challenged in court, her Supreme Court appointee that tips the court to the Democrat side, to the liberal side, they would have to uphold all those, right? And I'm sure they would. But and a lot of people are happy with the last 8 years. You know, you don't want to say that, you know, it's been a miserable 8 years for everybody. It certainly hasn't. Stock market's gone crazy, right? So a lot of us making a lot of money. And a big win for Wall Street, right? And the banks. The banks got bailed out. Car companies got bailed out. So there you go. So the gold is rallying as the dollar rallies because, well, FBI news on Hillary gets the credit for the gold drop and the currency surge. So the financial markets are basically acting like the FBI won it for Clinton. Comey came out and declared Clinton the winner on Sunday, right? Americans borrowed more money in September, and they say that's a good thing, and it means that the job gains and wage gains impacting consumer confidence. Folks aren't as afraid to go out and borrow cash, get a new car, make some home improvements, do something, extend the credit a little bit to make purchases because they see that extra income coming in over the next extended amount of time, right? Short-term impacts on wages don't have as much impact over the long-term as far as borrowing goes. It does get immediately spent usually. But wage gains, people see that increase in their monthly check, then they can encumber more debt, make increased payments on that credit card or home equity loan, right? Hey, did you see the Jamaican lottery scam kingpin was busted? You know, a lot of mostly elderly folks, I mean, billions have been bilked over the years from these lottery scams, right? Hey, you want some money? And in order to collect it, send us $1,000 and we'll deposit it to your account. Or you give them your account number and they just withdraw money, right? So anyway, it's good to see that guy busted, but there's probably more lurking in the background ready to replace them. And to see CoverGirls, they have a Muslim woman wearing a hijab or those scarves that they wear. First time that they've ever featured one. So kind of where we are as a country, as a multicultural country, right? So just thought it was noteworthy to mention that. I'm still amazed the highest paid actor was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $64.5 million. I saw that scroll by in a headline. I was like, what, Fast and Furious? I mean, is that, I don't know. He's making a lot of money, though. Anyways, yeah, election tomorrow. Hey, make sure you do go vote. That's the most important thing we can all do. Go vote, no matter who you vote for. And just for full disclosure, I did vote for Trump. I know I keep saying Hillary's going to win. I do think she wins. Where I'm at in California, she's going to win big here, right? But I do kind of think Trump would be more interesting. He would also be held by the checks and balances from Congress and the Supreme Court. I think it would be slow going for him to build a wall. I mean, is he really going to build a wall? I don't think so. Is he going to deport 11 million people? I don't think so. So a lot of what he wants to do, drain the swamp. It sounds a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger here in California back in the, was it 2000, when he basically took out Gray Davis during the recall election and came in as government. He wanted to blow up the boxes here in California, and really he didn't do anything. So that's kind of what I think. That's kind of what I think will happen. Anyways, vote. Please vote.
And today's music from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com is The Storm with The One and The Many. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line. As we climb.